Indiana lawmakers are paving the way for smaller nuclear power plants to come into the state, and a listener wanted to know, where does nuclear waste go? Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports right now, not very far at all.
In fact, it stays at the plant. Spokesperson for the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, David McIntyre, says once cooled, it's loaded into steel containers that are placed in concrete cylinders, called dry casks. These weren't meant to store nuclear waste permanently. For decades, the federal government tried to make a permanent underground storage facility at Yucca Mountain in Nevada, but that project was canceled.
The next step is to work with several communities across the country and try to get somebody or some community to say, yes, we will host this facility.
The first small modular nuclear reactor hasn't been built yet. As a result, McIntyre says, we don't really know how its waste will be handled, only that the plant will have to meet the NRC's safety standards. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
McIntyre says dry casks can last 100 years or more and are built to withstand natural disasters.